The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm psychic, and I don't even think we need Ceremony anymore. No, I can tell the future. Let's discuss. Good morning. It's Monday. My name is Dana Cortez, the psychic.
I need to know how you're psychic. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Okay, first of all, you know, every Monday we have Ceremony on.
Yeah, she'll be on later, yes.
I don't know that we need her here coming up. I told DJ Automatic way early this morning, we get up to workout. We talk about this quite often. I said, I have a feeling the dogs are going to get out. Double, triple, quadruple check the gate, sir. Make sure you close it. What happened, Automatic?
My incompetence led to me not shutting the gate. I don't think it has anything with you being psychic. You just know that your husband forgets to do stuff.
Yeah, newsflash, you're not psychic. That's just Automatic right there doing what Automatic does. I could predict that within the next 12 months, it's going to happen again.
No, Anthony, don't do that. No. I felt it in my soul. I could feel that the dogs were going to escape. You don't think that's my psychic ability?
That wasn't your psychic ability. That was your dogs leaving. That's loneliness, my friend.
No.
The dogs don't even leave our little area.
Because if it is psychic, then you are kind of like, why did you stop it?
Yeah, why?
I tried to stop it. I told you, Automatic. Why didn't you listen?
Well, you saw me bringing in the trash cans, so you could help me.
Are you blaming me for your
No, I'm not trying to blame you. I was just trying to make excuses for my incompetence.
One or the other. If you're psychic and you're knowing these powers, you know, you're not using them for good. You're using them for bad.
I tried to use them for good. He didn't listen. And the best part about it is the electric guy was in our community, and he called Automatic and said, do you have two huskies? And I was like, yeah. How do you know? And he said, your dog tags are hilarious.
Dog tags say, please call. My mom is ugly crying right now.
So luckily we got the dogs back. I think you're right. I don't think I can tell the future.
I thought you were going to say the electric guy felt the electricity and the vibrations in the air from your telepathy.
No, he didn't do all that.
He was leaving us a big fat bill. That's what he was. So DJ Automatic, now don't forget to turn the lights off. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick this one off and wrap it up with the only day getting celebrated on November 4th. It is National Candy Day.
Oh, holiday candy's coming up. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a big deal. Think of all the Halloween candy that's left over. But not only that, as we get closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are different types of holiday candy.
You know what? I want to take a moment to shout out Easter holiday candy.
I know I'm doing it in the fall time,
but it's like the greatest holiday candy there is.
I'm going to go ahead and say this was the laziest national day of all national days because we just had Halloween and then you're going to have Candy Day on the following Monday.
Oh, I thought you were attacking me. You mean like whoever came up with this
whoever
day?
I'm not attacking you.
I'm passionate about this Easter candy.
I know
stance.
What to do. National Close Your Gate Right Day. How about that one? Hey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We talk about getting healthy. We want to inspire you here inside the Fat Club. And one of our listeners, Shanika, called and said, I want to be on the radio. Shanika, tell them how much weight you've lost.
201 pounds so far.
Wow. Amazing.
Congratulations.
When did you realize it was time to get healthy? Like, I got to get started today.
I didn't take it serious because I love clothes and I got tired of paying for extra material, basically.
Yeah, it costs more money. When you buy plus size clothing, they go up. Yes.
So then when I start losing the weight, you know, I went from 450 to my threes, and then everybody kept saying, oh, you look good. So I quit. So I was like, let me start finishing. So when I finished and I got to my twos and I felt lighter, I'm like, wait a minute. So I went from 400 to too damn much, and I'm happy, but I'm still losing.
You're telling me now you physically felt better. You felt a difference in your body, your life?
Yes, I felt better. And I didn't know because I was always one of them girls that say, oh, it don't matter. But it really does matter. It really does. The way I feel when I walk, I breathe, I can move, and then I can reach my back better in the shower.
I know, girl. You know what's interesting? I always tell people, you think 10, 20 pounds isn't a lot. Walk around a grocery store with a 20-pound bag of potatoes while you shop. It's a lot for your body to carry around.
Yeah, so I lost a person and a baby. So I even have an IV where I help people, but, you know, until I move to Nigeria, then I'm going to get back on it.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention, Shanika is an author.
What's the name of your book?
It's called Come Innocent, Leave Understood. It's on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble online.
Yeah, entrepreneur.
I'm barely starting to write my book, but I'm going to get some advice from you on that. Anybody listening who's struggling to, you know, lose 10 pounds, 100 pounds, 300 pounds, whatever it is, how did you do it?
To be honest, I want people to be honest with themselves. Like, don't give up fast food. What you do, and when you have the meal, instead of having the fries, but then get a side salad instead of the fries. Take small steps. I'm not going to lie, act like I gave up sleep. I used to eat everything on the menu except thank you, come again. I don't do that no more. I just eat a bite of something.
Hey, no. I think I like that attitude, though. If you deprive yourself of the things that you really love, what will happen is you will end up binging. You know, I wouldn't allow myself one Kit Kat. Guess what I would do? I would eat a bag of Kit Kat because I felt like I got to have this.
Just unload.
And I'm a chocolate lover, but the key, I'll never forget a man that came to me at Walmart. We used to always meet at the same time. He said, I could tell you trying to lose weight. Drink lemon water on an empty stomach in the morning. And when I lost my first 70 pounds, I didn't see him no more. So I don't know if he was an angel that came down or something.
Oh, yeah. Shanika.
You ran into a mystic who told you to do this.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just
picturing. Came to visit you in the freezer section.
He was part of the fat club. We planted him there, girl. No.
Oh, I know every aisle. You guys want to know every aisle. I can work for the grocery store still.
Shanika, you are so crazy. You know, I follow a Japanese gentleman on Instagram, and he actually sips hot water in a cup every morning with lemon in it. I never thought about it till you said that.
Yeah, and that's the key. I'm telling you. I want to get my ID if you guys want to see more pictures of how I lost.
Okay, all that weight. You lost 201 pounds. Everybody wants to see the before and after pictures. What is your Instagram handle?
It's 210 down and the letter N and counting. I'll go ahead and...
You know what? Just DM me and I'll put it out there because that was too hard. I don't remember. This is a great way to inspire other people to get healthy. I love your story, Shanika.
And I love you guys' show. People be getting busted on the morning. I
yes,
like that.
Yes, ma'am, Shanika. We don't play around here. We do not play. Shanika, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and I just want to congratulate you on all your success.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Would you like a psychic reading? Call us now, 877-730-DCS1. Siramati is on the line. It's time for What's Your Sign? Siramati, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Oh, doing so good. Now, of course, you know, we had Desiree call us, and she really needs a psychic reading. Desiree, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
What do you want to ask her, Desiree?
What does my future hold? Financially, educationally, relationship-wise, what is in store for me?
Do you feel happy right now, or do you feel like you need a change in all of the above?
I feel like I'm happy, but I feel like I want more. I do cosmetology. I want to teach cosmetology. I want to be an instructor in the cosmetology world.
Okay, so you're looking to level up a little bit. What about your love life? What are you feeling there?
It's a lot. I'm single right now, and I'm in my 30s, so like I'm over the bar scene. I'm pretty much over the whole dating app. My last relationship ended very terribly.
Oh, no. And 30s, you know, all my girlfriends right now, they are having the worst time. They're like, Dana, the apps, these guys, they don't represent themselves well. They just want a hookup. So you're looking for love.
Yeah, I want my husband.
Oh, Madi, what do you sense in her life?
The first thing I'm tapping into is more so her career. I feel she's going to gain a lot of clarity within the next 7 months regarding her career and what path she needs to take. And that's going to take her very far. I love this energy because her dedication is so much so that she knows things aren't going to happen overnight. She knows she has to put in the hours. She has to put in the work and the diligence. And I see, I want to say middle of the year, like summertime vibes. She is going to be in a completely different space career-wise, financially too. But when it comes to love, this is where I see more of like her having to tend to her wounds from the past. And this is really what's preventing her from finding that person that she desires in her life. There's a lot of heartbreak that she still has undealt. These are the things that are going to call her to do a lot of internal healing. Oh. She might feel like, hey, I've been waiting, I've been healing, but there is something she's avoiding that is going to take her away from the partners that she desires if she doesn't address.
You know, it's interesting. We think about healing. You think about healing a wound, you know, to put a bandage on it, to take care of it. We don't think about healing our insides the same, but that is the exact same way you have to heal inside, just like the outside.
The way I thought about it is when you asked her about her love life, she said, oh, that's a lot. And when somebody says that's a lot, yeah. that means that it's going to take a long time for you to yes. heal from that, because it's not going to happen overnight.
Sometimes, if you keep putting the bandages on, the wound stays fresh. Sometimes you have to expose the wound.
That's what so I did on my finger, and now it's better after 2 weeks,
I just told Otto, I said, you need to take that bandage off your finger so your wound can heal. Exactly. Expose yourself. Yes. Let yourself be vulnerable for the change. Yes. All right. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? What's it looking like collectively for all of us?
Spirit is saying there's a big change that is about to occur this week. And we are being called to stand our ground and follow through on our convictions. So be prepared to be self-reflective. And I heard the word compromise. So we have to coexist together. And we are stronger united and not divided. And that's something that I'm really being pushed to really say.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I do feel, and I don't want to get political at all, but I do feel a lot of us feel anxious during this election cycle. And no matter what, as you said, we are united. We need to stand together and compromise. Sirmati, thank you so much. If you would like a reading, please call us 877-730-DCS1, or you can text and leave a voice message as well. We'll connect you. Follow her at Illest Divinity on Instagram. All right. We love you, Mama, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. They're talking trash. Wins the fight. We'll play the audio and discuss all of the above. But first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right. Celebrating his birthday in jail. Diddy turning 55. That's going to be...
Maybe he'll get a jail cake.
You know who's celebrating? Cassie.
Oh.
That's who's celebrating. There we go. All right. Well, who else?
And we also got Matthew McConaughey celebrating his birthday.
All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
All right. So Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson going down on Netflix November 15th. Here's Jake Paul.
People think I'm going to get knocked out by this strong, powerful guy. All the people in my comments saying, look at his power. He's going to get KO'd. People are yelling at me in the event. But what happens when I put this man to sleep? This is not a joke.
Oh, dang. Talk that talk. You hear everybody booing him? People just don't like him.
He's a great heel. He's good for this event coming up. I'm not going to call it a boxing match because there's
it's barely a boxing match.
Yeah, there's a lot of stipulations to it. But Jake Paul, man, okay. he's pushing the sport forward.
And here's what Mike Tyson had to say.
Hey, listen, I'm just ready. I'm just ready. You know, I'm going to do my talk and I'm going to talk my shit. I'm ready to fight.
Not much. It's just kind of like, okay, whatever. Mike Tyson looks so good. He has been working out because a couple years ago, the man was fluffy. Now he's fit.
He's back into it. It would be sweet to see him get into like full warrior mode and just knock him out. I can't wait to see Iron Mike come out with the classic just like shirt cut off that he usually walks out in. That's going to be fun.
I'm very curious to see how this is going to go, because no matter what, Jake Paul, he does have some power when he swings those gloves.
Like, he's 2 feet taller than Mike Tyson, it looks like. And although I don't know why I don't like Jake Paul, I don't like
him. I mean, Mike Tyson in his prime, this is not even a fight. He's knocking him out within the first 30 seconds.
That's the thing. Jake Paul's not fighting anybody in their prime.
Dana just made Jake Paul like 8 feet tall.
Because Mike Tyson's like 6'1", Dana.
But he looks so much bigger than him. How tall is Jake Paul?
I think everybody looks 2 feet bigger than you, Dana.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh. Anthony, you know what? You're right. I don't know. I don't know why I don't like Jake Paul. I don't understand it. I don't even remember how he began his career.
I mean, all the things that he's done over the course of his YouTube career, but trust me, it's not hard.
It bothers me that he went to Puerto Rico and he's acting like he's Latino, like calling himself El Gallo. Sir, sir, please sit down. Give me a break. That bothers me. And then he just talks so much trash. Mike Tyson is an elderly.
Yeah.
We're supposed to respect our
elders. And that's what worries me about the fight, is Mike's age.
Who's winning the fight? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Let's talk about it tomorrow.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Reviews are in for the new movie Wicked. How did Ariana Grande do? Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
It is Diddy's birthday today.
Okay.
Let's slide right past that
right
one.
Next, and honor.
With plenty of baby oil. We can
honor
slide
somebody
right
who deserves this honoring. It is Matthew McConaughey's birthday. Shout out to him.
Happy birthday, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, we love you, bro.
Woo-woo.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, so the reviews are in. Wicked starring Ariana Grande. Good or bad? Some of the toughest critics are saying that she makes Glinda sparkle, milks every moment with gusto, glitter, and hair flips. Take a listen.
By my looks,
won't be blinded. Oh, I cannot wait to see this movie. We went to the symphony and saw Stephen Schwartz, who is the composer of Wicked on Broadway. He did Pocahontas. He did, what was the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Your excitement for the symphony and stuff also reminds me that you are just a Drake fan at heart. This is like Drake.
I am
Drake,
refined.
You are.
Definitely.
Oh, there it is.
Relevant
dude.
For at least 15 years.
I can see you going
all
to this.
Of the above.
I see you going to the screen.
Changed the game. Yes.
In your pico, but listen, I'm gonna say it right now. Who really enjoys musicals? Really? Like,
Anthony,
really? Come on.
You know,
I mean, I love Mary Poppins growing up.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not ashamed. And not everybody who loves Mary Poppins is gay, okay?
Whoa.
Nobody said you were automatic.
Like, you were kind of like hinting at that.
Oh, no. Okay, buddy. All right, dude.
First of all, this show, we non-binary. We don't care. We don't judge. We want everybody, like okay?
Or a spoonful of sugar helps the
What about The Wizard of Oz
classic.
And The Wiz? The Wiz is a great musical spinoff of The Wizard of Oz. Grease.
The closest thing. Oh, no, Grease. Don't get me started on that one.
That is like the worst. Don't make me watch that.
Hold on.
Every girlfriend I've ever had has been like, let's watch Grease.
Hold on. Grease 2? So underrated. Okay, so underrated.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
no idea.
The only musical I do like is Thriller.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, I didn't even think about that one. Why do you like that one so much?
Start with the Red Jacket. Red Jacket.
Okay, classic.
Cool. I always love the Red Jacket.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then he was like a werewolf too, which is like a hairy creature like myself.
Oh, his girlfriend is pretty hot in the video.
Okay, do you know she was a Playboy model?
Oh,
there it is.
You know that,
she just got hotter.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You're actually going to save money pulling up to Starbucks now. We'll tell you how in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
First hashtag, election day is tomorrow. Take a deep breath. We're almost there. Here's what I recommend you do today. Screen your calls. Don't pick them up. Don't talk to anybody about politics. Don't even check the mail today.
What if they're undecided still?
Then they're idiots at this point. Look, you have a right. I'm just kidding. You have a right to be undecided. But I don't want to hear about your indecisiveness today. All I want is for everyone to go out and vote. I don't care which way you do it. Just get it done. And like I said, the rest of us who've already done our civic duty can take a deep breath because mañana, we can finally move forward.
And remember to vote on the props for your local elections. Those are what matter so much to your community.
Yes. Thank you for that. All right, food news, Otto.
Starbucks just announced that starting Thursday, November 7th, no longer going to charge you 99 cents extra for soy, oat, almond, and coconut milk.
It's about time.
The vegans were outraged.
Yeah.
They said, they were like, why do we have to pay extra to go to Starbucks?
There's not even that many vegans.
They did us right here because I like my coconut milk and my coffee.
You do, Otto.
They're a loud minority, but also next we should go on to Chipotle and the guac because that is crazy.
But we already pay extra for guac, so you're saying
saying let's pay less, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we can get soy milk and coconut milk down to nothing, why can't we get guac on my freaking bowl?
I don't even know where soy milk comes from.
Yeah.
Well, it has nipples. I don't
know. Soybeans.
Oh.
The beans do not have nipples. They do not have nipples. Neither does an almond.
The fact that it comes from a bean, and I'm like, you know, I should already get that for free.
You should have already known that, Anthony. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to start with National Job Action Day. All right, this is the first Monday of every November, a day for you to step back and look before you head into the final months of the year and see, is this really what I want to do for the next 12 months going forward?
Oh, you might look for something better for next year.
Right.
I like that.
And let's wrap it up on National Candy Day.
Yeah, I know why they're doing this. Look, they're pushing all of the peppermint candy that's coming up that nobody wants.
I'll take everyone's leftover candy corn and Tootsie Rolls, okay?
Nice. I agree with you, Dana. I think there is a holiday candy agenda going on.
There's totally a holiday candy agenda because peppermint, nobody really wants. Remember those old round ones that your Nana had at the bottom of her purse?
Those are breath mints.
I eat them, don't get me wrong. But if that's all there was.
Well, let's be honest. Come on. Who really enjoys candy canes? Nobody really does.
You put them on the tree and then you get rid of them at the end of the year.
Exactly.
You keep them for the next year.
And then sometimes when you eat them, you got to eat them with the plastic on it. That's what happens with that one.
I used to turn mine into like a little sharp knife and use it as a tool.
Yeah, you don't want to get shanked with that. You know what?
Otto, why are you shanking people with Christmas candy?
My What's elementary wrong with teacher you? Told me, she was like, stop doing this.
Hey, you came a long way, dude, from you know, stabbing people with candy canes to now voting for local propositions in your city. So that's
thank you, Aunt.
Full circle moment, automatic. Love it, dude.
Done grown up.
Shout out to the cheap cherries this holiday season. I'm going back to the candy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This time of year, there's definitely a candy agenda. And I think...
A candy agenda? You got to elaborate on that.
So, Otto, Anthony, the candies that don't do well, they really push it this time of year because they want us to buy candy canes. No one ever. Who wants that
I know
thing?
A lot of time, you know, this time of the year gets credit for being the best time with candy. But like you said, there's an agenda because these candies this time of the year are trash and they need an agenda.
I think so, too. Nobody wants peppermint. Valentine's Day has the best candy.
Get out of here.
First of all, the chocolate heart. And I don't mean a cheap one. I mean the one with all the various chocolates
the sort of
inside.
Chocolates? Gross.
No, oh, they're good.
Those are good.
They're so good. Hershey's Kisses has a specialty Valentine's Day, you know, bag.
Love me a Hershey's Kiss.
So good. The M&Ms, the red, pink, and white. Come on. And these aren't to
you're
eat.
You're talking my language.
Thank you, automatic. And speaking of language.
My love language.
Not to eat, but to communicate your love. Conversation hearts. Don't eat them.
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah, don't eat them. Those are like
you don't
chalk.
Like those. You
but
don't like
you
those.
Just give them away.
Yeah, okay, but you don't like those.
You don't remember when you were little, though.
We have a bag of those in our pantry that have been there for like 3 years.
Nobody eats those.
They're friends' specialty conversation hearts. But when you're little, you give the one that says "I love you."
Those ones
to
right
your
there
crush. You know, you don't
completely
eat them.
Negate the fact that Valentine's Day is up in this conversation. The best holiday with the best candy, Easter, hands down, dude. You have a variety of chocolates. Not only chocolates, but cool chocolate shapes. You get bunnies. You get cool little egg shaped candies.
The chocolate bunny is made
Cadbury
of corn
eggs are
syrup.
One of my favorites.
And you guys want to talk? You want to talk about the little hearts during Valentine's Day? What about Peeps during Easter?
That's my least favorite candy there is, right next to Nerds. I hate those things.
You don't
they give
like
me a
Nerds
headache.
Or Peeps? Dog? I don't.
I kind of like Peeps. They taste like chemical sugar.
Guys, I'm dropping classics on you guys, and you guys not appreciate it. Do I even have to talk about how great jelly beans are?
I'll go with jelly beans.
There it is. Easter.
Jelly Belly only though.
Easter has the greatest
you
candies
guys
of
were
all.
Both born in the 1900s.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. You guys are both swaying and missed on your holidays. Halloween is by far the best candy holiday because you know why? Because all candies matter on Halloween, okay?
Oh, I see where
from
you're
from candy corn to Snickers. It's a celebration of sugar.
Twix and Kit Kat.
Yes.
All candies matter during Halloween. What's the best holiday candy? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.